DX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump is now in Japan, where he will meet the new prime minister for the first time. She's the country's first woman prime minister. Plans are for the two leaders to discuss trade. Later this week, trade talks with China will be held as President Trump's tour of Asian countries continues. Hurricane Melissa has grown to a powerful Category 5 storm as it approaches Jamaica. ABC's Anka Jachi is in Kingston and has been talking to tourists.
How am I going to get home?
With all major airports now closed on the island, many tourists suddenly finding themselves stuck, caught in the path.
They are blocked out flights all week.
We spoke with Donnelly Gordon, an American visiting from Atlanta, who has been desperate to get off the island since Friday.
Officials say as much as 40 inches of rain could fall in Jamaica. Government shutdown continues. Now the Agriculture Department is warning that the nation's supplemental food program will not be funded past this weekend. This is ABC News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. 109 Wisconsinites died last year as a result of family or domestic violence. That's according to new data from End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Isabella Nieto reports.
Jane Graham Jennings is the executive director of the Women's Community, a Wausau-based organization that helps people affected by domestic violence, sexual assault, stalking, and human trafficking. She says it's hard to combat the rising number of deaths because of the complexity of domestic violence.
There still is a tendency for people to blame victims, and there's still not an incentive for people who cause harm to change.
She says there is a power dynamic in a household affected by domestic violence.
The people who choose harm manipulate and control everything. They manipulate the systems, they manipulate law enforcement, they manipulate judges, and they keep getting away with that.
Wisconsin has a mandatory arrest law for domestic violence cases, which means when a police officer is called to a scene of domestic violence, they are required to find out who the predominant aggressor is and arrest them. Jennings says that law hasn't curbed the problem.
People who use power and control manipulate the entire system and continue to be manipulative and continue to harm and hurt their family members, and they use the legal system to do that.
Jennings says for those who may be in a domestic violence situation, you are not alone, it's not your fault, and there is help for you.
We are here, we believe you, and we understand.
You can donate to the Women's Community at womenscommunity.org. All donations will be matched up to $10,000 through October. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers defeat the Steelers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Pittsburgh, where the Packers came back in the second half to win 35-25 over the Steelers. Wide receiver Christian Watson had four catches for 85 yards in his first game back after suffering a torn ACL in January. The defense sacked Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers three times. Micah Parsons.
Guys made plays when we had to make plays, which was huge, and we need that. We need that every week. It's great to have Christian back, honestly, and just everyone else just coming in. Like, I can't tell you how appreciative I am of the guys. Everyone who felt like they was having a bad game, like, we just rallied around each other.
NBA, the Bucks suffered their first loss of the season, 118-113 in Cleveland to the Cavaliers.
You know, it's so funny. We shoot the ball so well. I just thought we missed shots we made. And then the fouls, I thought, were the difference in the game.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mad City. Biking through blizzards since forever. 92.7 WMDX.
It is going to be a pretty nice day today. Mostly sunny with a high in the upper 50s this afternoon. With just a light breeze. Tonight, scattered showers after midnight are low in the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, scattered showers with a high in the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
30,000 Wisconsinites could be priced out of ACA insurance completely. Former Assistant Secretary for Commerce and Economic Development, Alejandra Castillo. What's the off-ramp here?
If you haven't called your member of Congress, you need to. The off-ramp can only be individuals like you and I calling our members of Congress and demanding that both the White House and Congress begin to negotiate a real solution.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend sports and news headlines. Also be joined by our friend and colleague, Jane Matinair of Matinair on Air. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
92.7 WMDX. Less noise, more nuance.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
But I think one of the reasons that President Trump is refusing to negotiate is because he likes the fact that the government is closed, because he thinks he can exercise king-like powers. He can open up the parts of the government that he wants. He can pay the employees who are loyal to him. I mean, this is a leader who is trying to transition our government from a democracy to something much closer to a totalitarian state.
Oh, I thought they were against transitioning.
Uh-huh.
Is that what's happening? We're transitioning. Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Happy Monday.
Hi.
Wow, what a show we have today. I've been up reading Joyce Vance's It Is a America. This is it's an essential manual.
Yep.
Giving Up is Unforgivable, a manual for keeping a democracy. Fantastic. Kathy Griffin, hero of democracy, coming up on the big show.
That's right.
And of course, Rude Pundit. Oh, I forgot to ask you before the show if there's something he called Mike Johnson that we can say on the air or not. Okay, well, we'll vet that before we talk to him.
We have a half hour before we talk to him.
It was a very accurate description of Mike Johnson's use at this particular point in our body politic. Okay.
Well, he kind of looks like a sack.
Yeah, yes, ball sack. Oh, and Scott, the overly smiley Scott Bissett is the soybean farmer.
Oh, did you see now he is,
that?
Yes, uh-huh. Hello, fellow soybean farmers.
Hello, the overly smiley Scott Bissett.
Mm-hmm.
Why, hello, I'm delighted to be here. He's on every Sunday show every week, I think.
Yeah.
Being overly smiley. But
he has nothing better
to
do.
He's worth $500 million because he's actually rents to farmers.
Right.
So he actually squeezes them for, he makes money.
He's never tilled soil in his life.
But he actually said, I'm a soybean farmer, too. Heavens to Murgatroyd. I feel their pain. Just can't. And then Trump, you know what's happening. Trump's overseas, so that means we are horrifyingly embarrassed on the world stage again.
Uh-huh.
Did you see him do the Handy J dance in front of the, who were those people?
The emperor?
I don't know what he was doing.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's a very vigorous Handy J dance now. There's something going on with his right arm. Oh, and he revealed that he had an MRI, which only happens if you only need an emergency MRI if you've had a
head injury.
Stroke or
right.
Yeah. Something like that. So, but he revealed it was perfect, so that's why he can run for a third term. Well, I saw Joyce about that, about the whole, because that seems to be gathering steam that he's running for
third. Steve Bannon says that there's a way.
Yeah. Yes, doesn't
and,
he?
You know, we need to take these people seriously when they say things like that.
Yes, we do.
We can't just brush it off as, oh, they won't do that. It's illegal.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say to Joyce, is every single thing we've said up till now is he can't do that. Well, he's done it.
He does everything.
East Wing's gone.
Yeah.
And the thing that concerns me, DOJ to monitor polling sites in California and New Jersey. I mean, here we go, right? And it's only blue states.
Today, the Department of Justice announced it will monitor polling sites in six jurisdictions ahead of the upcoming November 4th general election to ensure transparency, ballot security, and compliance with federal law. The department, through the Civil Rights Division, enforces federal voting laws that protect the rights of all eligible citizens to access the... What they meant there is all eligible white citizens to access the ballot. That's what that... I have quite a large joy stack. Can she stay for 7 hours today?
God help ICE if I see someone like that at my polling place when I go on election day.
Now, you dressed as an 80s bodybuilder for your Halloween party this weekend.
Yes.
And that was the sentence I never thought I'd hear on the show, Bella. You said, what now, my mullet wig?
The mullet wig I got for the costume read more 70s than 80s, so I wasn't too happy with
I hate when, don't you hate when that happens?
That's happened way too many times in my life. Like, I hate it. I hate it. It's always an inconvenience.
It was the worst.
Yeah.
I want to see pictures. I think you're being too hard on yourself.
No, no. Christian and David look better than I did. A lot better.
Well, Christian, you know. His photos are always enhanced, can we just say?
Speaking of sacks.
Yes, speaking of ball sacks. He has silicone in his, you know. Yeah, because sometimes when he does, like, when he does, you know, swimming pool or beach day pictures, I was like, who is that guy? Wow! I mean, I'm a les, but wow! What is that?
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on down there. Okay. Which is why he made a perfect ring card boy at Sexy Liberal LA.
Yes, he did.
I'm a cheap flesh peddler. Have you noticed that, Bella?
Oh, no. It's easy. Yeah. It's right there.
Yeah.
You got to use it.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of love letters. I'm basically just a conduit for love letters to Bella now. So I have
oh, my God.
Starting to border on creepy. But
Fabulous.
I love your hair, Bella.
Oh, God.
Can I pet it? Okay. Yeah, this is chilling. This is the this would be the trough. What? Oh, by the way, what else is happening overseas? Oh, the Malaysian prime minister made a joke about Trump going to prison. He didn't seem to think that. He didn't seem to like that. Oh, and also I saw the great Reagan ad again at the World Series, which is making baby extra colicky. You know what? I hate to say. I read it before. Everything he said is completely... And if you watch the whole ad, the whole Reagan ad, it makes it even worse. Trump's like, he loved tariffs. Reagan loved tariffs. No, he did not. Nope. This whole speech was because he was explaining why he was making...
Exactly.
Excuse me, a one-time exception for this Japanese tariff.
Oh, no.
Coughing up a lung. Anyway, it is absolutely predictive of everything Trump is doing to the economy right now. But Grandpa's so delusional. He was talking. What else was he talking about? His bad poll ratings. Oh, he called the ad AI. He said that it was fake. It was AI. No,
not AI. It was AI. Not like
they got caught. Canada got caught. No, they did.
What was AI was the him flying the B-1 bomber and crapping on people.
Yeah. I love when they beat Republicans with the dead zombie body of Reagan. Seems to really enrage them. Okay, so they're triggered by things Reagan said at this point.
Yep.
The snowflakes. Yep. Okay, the whiny babies.
Yep.
Right. Okay, this was last night's trough. What's worse, the NBA players cheating at cards, probably much else, or the Democrats cheating on elections? Wow. He's really off on... This is kind of terrifying because he's clearly... Okay.
The fact that he mentioned the NBA scandal, the first thing in this, tells me that Stephen A. Smith was right.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Well, which part?
Stephen A. Smith said that the whole NBA investigation was retribution for Trump not being able to have a sports book or something in the 80s.
It's always personal.
Because of the NBA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and the guy that made the contribution to pay the troops for one day is probably on the Epstein list. That's not important now. Let's just continue with this particular. The 2020 presidential election. Oh, by the way, so all those people he said now needs to go to prison, the people that were not in office.
Right.
He was actually in office, but all the people that were not in office, like Merrick Garland and whatever. First of all, he should throw Merrick Garland and James Comey a parade. For handing him the election and keeping him out of prison. Kidding me? So he's going to prosecute people that weren't in power that he says stole the... Okay. The 2020 presidential election being rigged and stolen. At least he said not Stalin.
Well,
stolen.
I think, yeah.
It's a far bigger scandal. Look what happened to our country. What a crooked moron became our president. We not, yeah. God, that'd be horrible if a crooked moron became president, wouldn't it?
The horrors.
Ooh, what would happen then? We now know everything. I hope the DOJ pursues this with as much gusto as the biggest, befitting the biggest scandal in American history. If not, it will happen again, including in the upcoming midterms. No mail-in or early voting. Yes to voter ID. Watch how totally dishonest the California prop vote is. Oh, he knows we're going to win by a mile.
Of course.
Okay. Let's see. Yes to being shipped. What does that mean? Oh, million. I'm sorry. Millions of ballots being shipped.
Shipped?
Right. I guess
mailed,
right to us at our address where we have obviously right. They already have all of our information,
exactly.
So that's why they. Okay, get smart, Republicans, before it's too late. He didn't thank us for his attention to this matter, so this does not count.
The California Republican Party is encouraging people to mail in their vote.
Uh-oh, not on the same page. You're kidding.
All right.
Your brain must be, still trying to adjust because of your bad mullet wig. Happy Halloween week, everybody.
It was a bad mullet wig.
Happy Halloween, everybody. By the way, we are required by law to play a Monster Mash parody every
okay.
Halloween week.
All right.
But this one's a super good one.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go. Scary, everyone. Scary.
I was shredding Epstein files late one night when my eyes focused on the East Wing site. For my wrecking ball crane began to rise, and suddenly, to everyone's surprise,
it did the smash.
It did the Trumpster smash.
The Trumpster smash.
It was a terrible crash.
The Trumpster smash.
It was done in a flash.
The Trumpster smash.
It was the Trumpster smash. Out from his coffin, Zombie Reagan's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. Went on the CBC and said most modestly,
whatever happened to my free trade policy?
It's in the trash.
It's in the Trumpster trash.
The Trumpster trash.
It got tariffed for cash.
The Trumpster smash.
It was gone in a flash.
The Trumpster smash.
It was the Trumpster smash. There, Stephen Miller. Don't cry. It's not fair. You look like a penis. There.
Another Rocky Mountain.
Yes,
classic.
That's great.
Happy Halloweeny week, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess we'll do Bella's first scary, creepy.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Halloween week love letter.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Subject, Bella. This is when you know you're not an ingenue anymore. I've aged out. People
uh-huh.
are using me to get to the ingenue.
Uh-huh.
I'm in the playing people's mothers, thing now, right? Like, I did get applause for playing, what's his Nazi street guy? His mother. Yeah, I'm playing people's mothers now, because I'm that, and Bella's the, yeah.
You're Margot Channing. Fine. She's Eve Harrington.
Yeah, of course. Dear Mama, or dear Bella. Oh, I'm sorry, this is just for you.
Oh.
This is not for, doesn't even come to me. Dear Bella. You're so beautiful and sexy. Your hair is perfect. You work that soundboard with the precision of a Swiss clock.
Wow.
I would perpetuate Stephanie's big lie for you, but I'm not sure which generation comes after Z. So let me just say you look as youthful as you tell me you want to look. Also, you do the best press Barbie impression of anyone.
Oh.
I love you, Bella.
Oh, God.
And I guess Mama and Chris. Bill in Tampa. All right, Bill.
Oh, thanks, Bill.
On the fence about you and I. All in about Bella.
All right.
Okay, and then
you
this,
have fans.
This one is
I'll
a,
take it.
Because our Gen Z overlords are in charge now. In
yes.
case you, if you're not aware,
that is true.
Deal with it. Jimmer in L.A.
Riz. They have Riz.
Well, this is what I'm getting to. Jimmer in L.A. For beautiful Bella with a Z. My 12-year-old daughter made me two bracelets that said "Batty" and "Zesty."
Oh my God!
I got "Batty" from you, but my kid won't share the definition of "Zesty." Bella, help.
Zesty means you, it kind of exude a queer energy.
Oh,
okay.
Sorry, Jimmer.
But, like, you don't necessarily have to be queer. You just kind of give off
yeah,
that.
You give off that vibe.
Yeah, you're zesty. I'm sorry.
That's hilarious.
Don't tell your kid I told you.
I guess I'm zesty.
Yes, you're extra zesty.
Am I?
But also balanced by your battiness. So,
yeah.
And my rizziness.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't think I'm saying those right.
Like,
okay.
I don't think I'm a baddie.
I do.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, except for that bad mullet wig.
Oh, it was awful. It was awful.
All right, the world's a mess. Good morning. Happy Monday. We're minutes from Rude Pump. We really need to get rude. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by My Native Path Collagen.
Yep.
Yeah. Listen, I bicycled 40 miles on Saturday, and I hung out with Governor Beshear and Brian Tyler Cohen.
Wow.
I mean, look at me.
Look at
like
you.
A little Energizer bunny, powered by collagen. It is the most abundant protein in your body. Your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people our age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. Even get some Riz and be a baddie.
Oh,
brought
yeah.
to you by collagen.
Okay. Right.
But you need to get the right stuff. I'm telling you, the best stuff. Drop that tub from Amazon. Go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that can save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
It's a beautiful miracle of nature.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Hey, there he is. How's it going? I'm having a stroke. Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird, too.
You want to vote for a governor. You do have many to choose from who have served in the assembly. Or you can choose the one of us candidate. Hi, I'm Ryan Sternad. I work for a living. Sure, I don't have elected experience, but I do have working class experience. Wouldn't you want your governor to know what it's like to be in your shoes and to govern that way? For more, go to RyanSternadForGovernor.com.
Paid for by Ryan Sternad for Governor.
Madison has never been shy about speaking up, whether it's politics, sports, or the best spot for brunch or a tailgate. That's why WMDX is here. Real stories, smart voices, and conversations that sound like us. 92.7 WMDX, radio for the city that thrives on energy and ideas. Join the conversation. We're waiting for you.
I-
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2033. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is, and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area.
Come on, Boots.
Let's go.
Let's get walking. Let's go. 25 minutes after the hour. Rude Pony coming up at the bottom of the hour. Chris has not okayed what he called Mike Johnson. So we'll come up with a bleep or a euphemism. Okay.
There's a better word.
Trump just said, I'm president and speaker. It's like they have completely, we will talk to Joyce Vance about that too, how Congress has just completely ceded their authority, right? Yeah. It's just gone.
Yeah.
Who said, for instance, it's murder. It's very simple. If this president feels they're doing something illegally, then he should be using the Coast Guard. If this is an act of war, then you use our military and you come and talk to us first. But this is murder and it's disgusting. Who said that?
Bugs Bunny.
No, that was, you should get it because you got the soundbite. It's Senator Ruben Gallego of the great
he's amazing.
State of Arizona. Do we have that? I believe we do. 12. Here we go. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
If this president feels that they're doing something illegally, then he should be using the Coast Guard.
That's what I said.
If this is an act of war, then you use our military and then you come and talk to us first. But this is murder. It's sanctioned murder that he is doing that. And it's very simple for someone like him to talk about killing people or doing something in the name of war. He's never actually served. He's never actually pulled a trigger. And it's very dangerous what he's doing, both to our international relations, to our friends down in South America, and to these men and women that have to make these calls for a president who has zero understanding about the responsibility someone has when it comes to having to make life and death decisions. It's disgusting what he's doing.
Okay. You know why I'm sighing.
Why?
It's time for yet another edition of That Rand Paul is Right. Yes, sir. Okay.
The drug war or the crime war has typically been something we do through law enforcement. And so far they have alleged that these people are drug dealers. No one said their name. No one said what evidence. No one said whether they're armed. And we've had no evidence presented. So at this point, I would call them extrajudicial killings. And this is akin to what China does, to Iran does with drug dealers. They summarily execute people without presenting evidence to the public. So it's wrong. Mm-hmm.
You know, I've always said that. I've always said that, Rand Paul. Boy, oh boy.
Yeah, he's always right.
Right? And that Marjorie Taylor Greene. Okay. Is this timeline designed to make us all insane?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you actually explode from cognitive dissonance, or is it... Maybe that's what happened in Scanners. Mars Attacks. Which one do I keep forgetting?
Mars Attacks.
Yeah.
When they played the Slim Whitman music.
Yes.
Their brains exploded.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's it. Every time you say I agree with Rand Paul and Marjorie Taylor Greene. Okay, if these two headlines don't make you mad, I don't know what to tell you about yourself. I don't know how you're living. Trump turns East Wing debris into filler at a golf course he has planned to refurbish.
Yep.
Our East Wing of our White House, the People's House.
Going on his golf course.
Right. Debris, which was reduced to rubble. Oh, it's a $350 million ballroom now, I believe. Yeah, I suppose, right.
Uh-huh. It keeps going up.
Yeah. It's reportedly being hauled to a Washington golf course. The president has shown interest in refurbishing. The revelation comes 2 months after Politico revealed Trump was eyeing a refurbish and a rebrand of the golf course. Oh, he also said Friday that it's not going to be named the Donald J. Trump Presidential Ballroom, but then there are the letters that went out asking for donations called it the President Donald J. Trump Ballroom. Uh-huh. Are the lies getting at least, you know, fact-checked with the velocity that they're coming in at this point, or
that's impossible.
Yeah,
It's impossible to do that.
And then how about this one? All y'all cities that are being terrorized by ice right now. Trump declares the White House an ice-free zone until the construction on the ballroom is done. Oh, that's so weird. I don't know why they wouldn't.
That was Babylon Bee, which is a satire site.
Do you think ICE will be checking the people that are working there?
I'm going to guess not. I have no idea.
I'm going to guess not.
Okay.
All right. Letitia James, hero of democracy, by the way, on Friday. Hey, we're going to have to do it after the break.
Yes,
sorry.
We don't have time.
Sorry. It's only a late dusting of the actual story that has happened over the weekend. So we will get into more with Rude Pundit next.
WMDX, Madison's antidote to hot takes.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Governor Tony Evers is pushing to get FEMA disaster funding after the Trump administration said no. Evers says the Trump administration denied Wisconsin's application for public assistance for Door, Grant, Milwaukee, Ozaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties after those severe storms and flooding in August. In response, the governor announced he'll file an appeal to ensure those six counties get the support they need to rebuild, recover, and address more than $26.5 million in disaster costs. In a letter sent to the governor, FEMA said that while the impact to individuals and households was significant, based on the preliminary damage assessments, quote, it has been determined that the public assistance program is not warranted, end quote. Those preliminary damage assessments last month included people from FEMA, emergency management, and local officials. They all validated that more than $26 million in damage. Now, the governor is directing Wisconsin Emergency Management to gather more information on all that damage to the public sector and certain nonprofits for the future appeal. And a reminder, part of John Nolan Drive will close overnight this week starting tonight. The northbound lanes of John Nolan will close at 7 o'clock, and it'll open back up in time for the morning rush at 6 o'clock in the morning. Crews will be installing storm sewers as part of the years-long reconstruction project. It'll continue to close every night this week through Thursday. And another road closure started this morning. Packers Avenue is closed at the railroad tracks. The railroad company is replacing the crossing. There's a detour using North Sherman and Aberg Avenues. That project on Packers Avenue is expected to also take just 4 days. City staff say it should be open again Thursday by 5 p.m. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
It is going to be a pretty nice day today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 50s this afternoon. With just a light breeze. Tonight, scattered showers after midnight are low in the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, scattered showers with a high in the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The incomparable Jane Mattner.
I have been in radio for 44 years.
It's incredible.
I wanted to be an actress originally. Radio to me was mind theater. Mm-hmm. I could be anybody.
Yeah.
And people could imagine it. It's like reading a book instead of the movie. Is your mind gets to fill in lots of details. And I think that's part of the genuine experience of radio.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The John and Gordy Show.
The FCC Gestapo is coming out to take us away.
All right. Coming in hot, huh?
I just don't want to go off on the deep end here. I know I'm going to do it. I know it's going to happen. I bottled everything up last night. Oh, man. You know, the family, I apologize.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8. On 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by the chief economist for the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. We talk about the shutdown status and what challenges Americans face with the removal of the ACA subsidies. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
AMHSA.gov.
not about me. This is about all of us. And about a justice system which has been weaponized. A justice system which has been used as a tool of revenge. But my faith is strong. So there's no fear today. No fear. No fear. No fear. No fear. Because I believe that justice will rain down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream.
That's what we're talking about. No fear. No kings. Oh, sorry. I got my rally trigger got flipped on. Okay. Hero of democracy, Tish James. Look, here's another one.
Hey, Ruth. Don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter.
Hey, Max out and let Freddy in.
Remember, hey, Ruth, to let a joke about farts. Then you can start to make it better.
Ow! Ow! Oh, hi, Ruth. Hi. Okay, so hang on, let me start here. You said when Trump said, I'm the Speaker and the President, you said, I wonder if Mike Johnson's son got a notification that his dad is Trump's bitch. I'm going to say, now, Chris LaVoy has not okayed you referring to Mike Johnson as, hold please, where is it? Wait a minute, I have to get the bleep button in the right place.
All right.
Really?
That's what I said.
They're all proper words.
We
had an all-staff meeting about this phrase.
You know what? This is not a democracy. It's an authoritarian dictatorship run by Chris LaVoy. You called him Trump's enthusiastic depository.
Sailor.
It's fine. They're all proper words. Anyway, hi, Rude.
What, semen is a proper word?
Let's go with spooge.
See what you did?
Spooge is good. Yes.
Stop it, both of you.
Out of context, ew. I think I can say spooge.
Okay. You're referring to the cartoon SpongeBob SquarePants? Is that what?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, God. All right, let's.
Oh, God, what he does to that pineapple.
Oh, okay. See, we play with the Gen Z crowd. Right?
I know. I know. You know. You just invented the porn. Another porn parody of.
Of course
of SpongeBob
you did.
Right there.
Yeah, God forbid what I'm going to see on the internet about SpongeBob and Patrick.
Aww, it's like the good old days when I would walk home through Times Square and see the little spermaid and Pocahontas.
Yeah. let's not try to figure out where Patrick's star is.
Right. I think we know where Patrick's star is.
Go yourself with the Patrick star. Okay, without lube. All right, listen, your piece this week is very dark in honor of Halloween week, I assume.
Oh,
America
sure.
is
yeah.
living yeah. in Trumpian darkness now. Yeah, this is not very happy clappy, but very accurate. Yeah.
It, as I said, it was sort of a marker. Like, let's just put it all down there and figure out where we are now.
This is why the antidote to you is Joyce Vance later, because she says very accurately where we are, which is exactly what you're saying. But I refuse to not. I mean, the title of the book, Giving Up is Unforgivable. I mean, that's the one thing we can't do. And when you put it all together, you as a writer, even Joyce was like saying, I had to keep ripping up pages because this is happening at velocity.
Right.
That's hard to even keep up with. You said in the next week or so, multiple food banks in Jersey will be having a huge grocery distribution event for furloughed and unpaid federal workers in the parking lot of MetLife Stadium, the place where the Giants lose. But you said this is...
And the Jets.
Let's be fair. They both lose there. Right.
Yes. Yes.
You said that's everywhere in America now. People will starve, including kids. And then you said, add to that the cost of health insurance as much as doubling for those in the Affordable Care Act due to the end of tax credits at reduced premiums. We'll now have many more sick and starving families very, very soon. That's America now. Mm-hmm. And then you go through, meanwhile, in Chicago, untrained immigration. ICE goon squads are using tear gas to terrorize neighborhoods. Meanwhile, the U.S. military is building up forces in the Caribbean off Venezuela. I mean... It is as bad as we think, right? or worse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. It is. I didn't even get to. And you know what? I was thinking about it this morning because I wrote that last night. I was like, I didn't even talk about the massive corruption.
Yeah.
I didn't talk. You know, it's like every time you think you've covered it, then you sit there and remember, oh, yeah. And then there's also this. And then there's also this.
Last week, Rude, it was at least three corruption scandals that would have sunk any other presidency in any other normal time. And yeah. Here we are. It's just another week. I mean, you say, meanwhile, the Republican-run Congress has ceded all of its constitutional authority. That's the thing the founders didn't see coming. Right. You said for Trump, allowing him to do whatever he wants with funding that Congress has passed, depriving states of infrastructure spending, depriving schools and institutes of research funding, depriving so many others of money they were budgeted that and were expecting. Trump today called himself the Speaker and the President, and you mentioned Mike Johnson at best, his enthusiastic depository. I tried to do the both syllables so you knew what it was, even though I...
Spooch?
What? How is that better than the technical medical term that he... Okay, you said this
I think maybe it was enthusiastic. Maybe that's what got him. Line.
Yes.
Like, come
like
on,
he, like he likes it.
Give it to me.
You said...
On my back, on my face, just...
You know what? Now you
books.
See what you've
We're
done.
Talking about
do you see
books.
What you've...
It's a book depository.
You
He's
are,
saying, please,
you are
give
filth
me book.
Enabler.
Yeah, give ejaculate me book on, books.
Give me book on my face.
Yes. Bella. A book pie, if Bella. You will.
Okay, can we have a new rule where you just cut off boys' microphones?
Yes.
Just the boys.
Yeah.
You know what we're talking about.
A book necklace, maybe?
book
okay.
jam?
I'm serious. Pot both of them down. Bella.
Hey. Hey.
Boys are gross.
Ugh, boys are so gross.
All right, they're back up. Time out.
We're just happened. We know we live in handmade
sale. You really
sale.
Put us in time out, Bella?
Yes, she did.
She literally potted both of you down. We know we live in Handmaid's Tale. It's fine. Okay. We know this is a joke. Ugh. Don't beat us, patriarchy. You said this is authoritarianism in its purest form when all power rests in a single dictatorial figure, and that's America now. And you just said we're in dark, dark times. That needs to be acknowledged. And you said, I don't know what next steps are. I mean, that's okay to say, too. You know, I don't really effing know how we get out of this exactly. I just know we have to try. I mean, you said the wealthy and powerful people who could speak up are afraid of Trump turning his government against them, afraid of his MAGA idiot hordes coming for them. If I were to offer any idea, it would be a general strike. Frangela said that on Friday, by the way. They said, look, it worked with Kimmel, worked with Target, worked with, you know. But you said, I'm sure they're hoping for that so they can call it an insurrection and unleash the military on us. They already tried that, right? They've tried to incite violence in city after city, and it hasn't worked so far. And you just said, I haven't even mentioned the destruction of the East Wing. That's because at this point, the symbolism is so thuddingly obvious as it's embarrassing. We are a shameful nation led by the brazenly shameless, and they don't care what they wreck as long as they turn this America into their golden ballroom. I mean, and the fact that they still got the rubes to defend that, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're you know, can't afford anything, and they're defending, you know, the billionaire Epstein ballroom, right?
And okay, you know, I get it if Ross Douchehat in the New York Times writes we need the ballroom thing,
right.
Editorial, but the Washington Post editorial board did one.
Yeah,
bless you.
Exactly.
Bless you.
You know, it's weird. Your things that make your microphone go off don't work, but the one that I try to turn mine off does not work. Now, see, it's the same thing. This button doesn't work. Okay, go ahead.
But the Washington Post editorial board wrote something about
the
need for this giant ballroom.
Please.
And again, the thing is we're not saying you can't add on to the White House. We're not saying you can't renovate the White House. Nobody's saying that. We're saying the way this was gone about was just so outrageous and left out everybody who should have been involved in preservation and other things. We don't know what was lost in this. I mean, they didn't have time to move stuff out of there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that's what's upsetting. It's not that he and you know, building a 90,000 square foot ballroom, which even if it's for 1,000 people, it's ludicrously oversized.
Yeah.
Just because he needs that because of his tiny
I was going to say, because I was just going to say, because his penis is ridiculously undersized is why his ballroom needs to be. Yeah, and that giant ballroom is going to make his penis look even smaller. Okay,
oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, but you know what? When he
like
dips
Christians,
it in gold.
You know, with the, you know.
I mean, you know he bronzes that like he does his... The rest,
oh, absolutely.
His yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How, what does Howard Nutsack say about that?
It's Lutnick.
Oh, right. Sorry. To your point about how badly the media has failed us and or been co-opted, you were just talking about the, you know, the defending the ballroom. Margaret Brennan basically scolded Jeffries over the shutdown on her show. Both her and Kristen Welker essentially laid the blame for the shutdown on Democrats this morning while giving Bessent a platform to lie with zero pushback. That's not journalism. That's propaganda. Well, you know, this is Barry Weiss's new CBS, yep. Right? And I mean,
right. Right.
You know,
and you know, the thing that also needs to be pointed out is what does it matter if they come to an agreement, if they don't get some kind of guarantee that the funding will be spent for what Congress says it should be spent for, that there won't be rescissions, there won't be redirections, there won't be any of that stuff that Trump has done already.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, what's the use in even passing a budget if Trump's sitting there saying, well, I'm also Speaker of the House, which means I can do whatever I want.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm Chief Law Enforcement Officer. Like, no, you're not Attorney General. It's just it's completely. I mean, I have so much to talk to Joyce about. It's just the legal stuff in the past few days. I mean, this was an actual dialogue on Air Force One. Question. Bannon said there's a plan for you to run and potentially win a third term. Trump. Well, I haven't really thought about it. I have the best poll numbers I've ever had. I mean, I just solved 8 wars. 9 is coming. It's just, I keep saying, from someone that had a mom with dementia, he's just gone. He just keeps repeating the same things. I just think I won all 3 times, huge. I solved 8 war. I mean, just, I have the highest poll. They're the lowest poll numbers, literally, of any president ever in history, right?
In this, at this point, yeah, yes, in their second term, or maybe ever. But the other thing, did you see the thing he said about AOC? And he said something about AOC and Jasmine Karataka could are low IQ.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, you know, they couldn't pass the IQ test, the test I took at the hospital, you know, where, and he said, you know, the first couple questions are easy, you know, is it a tiger, a giraffe? And then by the 10th question, I would challenge them on that test. And it's like, dude, we're just making sure you had a brain.
Again, someone lost a parent to Alzheimer's, that's the test they make you take when they know you're in cognitive decline. You don't brag about going, I aced a cognitive test. It's like the only reason you take a cognitive test is because doctors say, you know, you need one. And the whole...
They showed me the pictures. I pointed out the giraffe.
And then he admitted.
I'm actually sure that he has people around him that he showed it to them and said, could you pick out the giraffe? And they all went, don't know. Yeah. Could you show us, Donald? Which one is the giraffe?
I mean, okay. And the other thing we were supposed to say, admitting to having an MRI, first of all, his second annual physical in 6 months. Right. And he gets an emergency MRI and tries to pass that off. Like, I get a perfect MRI. You don't have to take an MRI unless there's a reason, unless you've had a stroke or there's a reason to believe that you... Okay. I just... It's too much. It's like a wall of... Okay. Rachel Maddow said the president's statement announcing the relief funding emphasized the number of times he won Missouri's electoral votes as if there was some kind of connection between his political support in the state and his eagerness to provide disaster aid. And you just said, if my state isn't eligible for federal assistance in disasters because of how we voted in 2024, then my taxes shouldn't go to the federal government. Thank you. He's done the same thing to us out here in California, right?
Yeah. We're either
he was
a
like, screw you, rake your forests after the fires, right?
Yeah. We're either a country or we're not. We're either the United States or we're not. And if the only way you can be an equal member of the United States is by supporting the president, then that's moronic. That in itself is a way of dissolving the country.
Yeah. Well, by the way, to your point, Mitch in Florida wrote an interesting, which I hadn't thought of, but she said, hey, team, during the Frangela segment on Friday show, you mentioned that Trump doesn't seem to understand how many votes he got from blue states. Quick quick stats. Trump's votes in L.A. County, 1.27 million. Trump votes in Alaska, Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Montana combined, 1.24 million. Los Angeles County had more Trump votes than each of the 15 red states. Cook County, Illinois, had more Trump votes than each of the 7 red states. I mean, first of all, I don't want to live in the state with those people. But anyway, they're here. And yeah. I mean, but that's why we're the United States of America. There's a lot of red people. I mean, we're 40 million people. So those stats don't surprise me. But you're like, yeah. All those millions of people voted. You can't. There's a lot of blue people in red states as well, right?
Right, right. And you know, and the other thing is in some of those blue states, I mean, not to give him any credit, it's more to give, you know, to shame the people that did it. But his numbers increased in some blue states, in New Jersey, in New York. Right. He got more votes, and yet he's just screwing them over. He's just screwing those states over because they are presumably blue, even though they're not just blue.
Right, right. You also retweeted, Russia is amassing nuclear weapons and attacking submarines in the Arctic Circle as it prepares for war with NATO. Norway's defense minister has warned. And you said in Trump and Putin, we really have two elderly holes trying to drag the world back to war, colonization, and conquering. They want to see what happens when finally blows up. This is when, you know, Chris and I were saying about every time we say, well, he can't do that. I mean, people that go, oh, someone will stop him about the nuclear codes. Mm-mm. Really?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Who?
Yeah. And, you want me to throw out my crazy conspiracy theory?
Yes.
This is my crazy conspiracy.
Okay.
That Putin and Trump have coordinated, and they're going to attack at the same time. Trump in Venezuela and Putin in Europe. That's my theory.
Good night. Happy Monday.
I mean, if I were really evil, you know.
Yeah.
Thunk.
I know.
All right.
I know.
Well, that's a
We all need to go visit our book depositories.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let's just have a happy ending.
Just to make it through the day.
Let's have a happy ending to this segment, shall we?
Yes.
Let's just, okay.
Yes.
All right. Goodbye.
Thank you, Rude.
That's it. You're cut off. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth,
yep.
Jammies, Blankies. Oh, I mean, just when I've seen the bubble cuddle blanket, they make a double cuddle blanket. I mean, it's
double
too much.
Cuddle?
Oh, my God, it's too much. It's
so much cuddle.
Yes. They have a cuddle pillow that goes with it, too.
Oh.
It's so much softness, so much luxury. Plush textured faux fur, not just stunning, it's nap-inducing. I mean, put that on top of your cozier sheets and comforter, and I mean, oh, my God. And you're wearing your bamboo stretch knit pajamas? Forget about it. You're never going to leave your little cocoon of your house again. And Cozy Earth backs everything. 100-night sleep trial, 10-year warranty on blankies, lifetime guarantee on apparel. Go to CozyEarth.com. Use the code Stephanie at checkout for 40% off your new favorite PJs and blankies. CozyEarth.com.
Next to food and music, this is mankind's greatest invention.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hey, everybody. It's the sleep doctor, Dr. Greenberg. So excited to meet you. Why are you known as the sleep doctor?
I've treated over 10,000 patients for snoring and sleep apnea. It's my passion.
So tell us how Zepa is different from other, it's a mouthpiece, but it's so simple. Explain how it works.
The key that we have to look at is, why do you snore? You know, if we think of how does somebody snore, people think it's their nose, their mouth, their tongue. Bottom line is, it's the tongue. So you've got things like the CPAP machine that blows air so powerful down the throat, it moves the tongue out of the way. It's not oxygen, it's air. It's like sticking your hand out a car window at 60 miles an hour. You know, there are other mouthpieces in the market. They all just bring the lower jaw forward. Well, if you're standing up, that's great. But the minute you put your head back, nothing's keeping your tongue from falling back. What we have here is this strap. It's a silicone strap that we call a seatbelt for the tongue. Basically,
it opens up your airway, basically, right?
Opens up your airway, keeps
the
tongue from falling back.
You've also started a campaign near and dear to my heart for breast cancer research with Zepa. So it's the pink one. So talk about that for a sec.
We've all been affected by somebody with breast cancer. It just hits all of us so deeply.
Yeah.
Why is this still such an issue? why are we still all losing our friends, or they're fighting for their lives with it, they're going through chemo, radiation, all these things. And it's something we need to just get rid of. We need to throw the money in there behind it and get cures.
Yep, and it basically moves your jaw forward, opens up your airway. Generally, in the first night, it stops snoring, which is just a miracle for a lot of people. Listen, go to Zepa.com and use the code PINK or text Stephanie to 511-511. Zepa is happy Z spelled backwards, because what's not happy about the whole thing? Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for all you do, and thanks for Zepa.
Thank you, Stephanie. It's been great to be here.
We're in the bottom 10 states for creating jobs and for entrepreneurial activity.
Is Representative Tom Tiffany right? Does Wisconsin rank among the bottom 10 states in job creation and entrepreneurship? Yes, although not in every business climate ranking. National Business Capital, a business lender, ranked Wisconsin 42nd for starting a business. Well, Simplify LLC, a publication serving startups, ranked it 43rd. But Wallet Hub and U.S. News ranked Wisconsin's business climate in the mid-30s. And CNBC and a poll of CEOs both ranked it 21st. From 2018 to 2025, Wisconsin added 63,300 jobs, ranking 40th nationally, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine, and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Looking to strengthen the bond with your pup? Dane County Humane Society offers a variety of dog training classes led by certified trainers. Classes are designed to help you and your furry friend learn new skills, improve behavior, and deepen your connection. Whether your dog is a curious puppy, an independent teenager, or a lifelong learner, DCHS has the tools and expertise to help you set the stage for a successful year ahead. Visit giveshelter.org/dogtraining to register today.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Joyce White-Vance coming up in just a few minutes. Very exciting. Shady says, did you know the Pentagon's $130 million donor, Timothy Mellon, heir to the Bank of New York Mellon, has links to Jeffrey Epstein? That bank was just sued by an Epstein survivor for allegedly funding his trafficking ring.
Nice. Huh.
And that would be one day of pay.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the troops.
Well, yeah, when I first saw the headlines, it was like 130.
It's, everything's a stunt. Right, everything's, right. Like, the Democrats are ruining it. We have a generous donor that's helping, blah, blah.
I'm like, that was a shockingly low number.
Yes, corruption, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Yes, Judd Legum said what I just said. Last week, there were three Trump corruption scandals in 4 days that would define any other presidency. Most people are probably not even aware of all three scandals. Karen in Chicago. Hello, Karen.
Hi, good morning. Allison Gill does a great breakdown of that. She put it out, I think, yesterday.
Yeah.
About the Mellon thing and everything,
right.
The Epstein guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to say this. I don't know if you guys talked about Nathan Griffin, the night manager at the Laugh Factory. What happened to him?
Yeah.
Yes. I started answering the phone at the Laugh Factory here and putting the comedians' names up on the thing with the poll. the manager, who is legal, has just been disappeared in Chicago, right?
Yes. Yeah, he was disappeared. Apparently, he was let out on bond, and there's a GoFundMe page that's been set up to help with the legal expenses. But this should not be happening.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, we cannot ever think of any of this as normal. And the reality of the situation, and I love that the Democrats are speaking plainly, this is on every Republican's head. from, I mean, and even Rand Paul, like, he can say the right thing. Marjorie Taylor Greene, they can say the right thing every now and then. But honestly, we have got to tie everything around the necks of these Republicans.
Yeah, get your friends together and stop him. Yep. Don't just go on the Sunday shows and talk. Do something. Which, that was a perfect setup. I didn't even mean to. For Joyce White Vance and her new book, Giving Up is Unforgivable, next.
WMDX Madison, the only station with more kayaks than callers.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dustin Mack from Appleton's History Museum at the Castle. We talk Wisconsin Dells ghost boat tours, and musician Strategic joins me in studio. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The John and Gordy Show.
Give us a jingle. What do you got for us, Dick? What do you got for us, Charles?
We have CG on the line.
Mark, what do you got for us?
We have Matt on the phone.
Joe, what do you got for us?
Hi, guys. Great show, as always. Your callers are spice that makes your stew the most wonderful thing ever.
All right, Joe. Thank you.
Joe, thank you very much for that comment.
We have this round table, and we've got all these great listeners who call us on a regular basis and throw their 2 cents in. This is fantastic stuff.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Melissa, now a huge Category 5 storm with winds of 160 miles an hour. ABC's Ginger Z says it's expected to hit Jamaica overnight.
By tomorrow morning, we'll be talking about landfall, and that's when the worst of the winds will be coming in through the western half of Jamaica. The southern part of Jamaica, that coast, that's where the 9 to 13 feet of storm surge.
The National Hurricane Center says the storm is expected to bring between 15 and 30 inches of rain to southern Jamaica. President Trump's in Tokyo, part of his Asian tour. He will meet with the prime minister tonight. When he arrived, he also met with the Japanese emperor. The U.S. Agriculture Department has announced that money to pay for SNAP benefits, food assistance for about 40 million low-income Americans, will run out as of Saturday because of the government shutdown. An early Halloween parade in Chicago disrupting by ICE agents carrying out their immigration crackdown over the weekend. A construction worker in the country was illegally placed under arrest. This is ABC News.
Farm